Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, November the 29th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Paul Strela is going to join us at 8:05 this morning. He will tell us the latest with Clemson football recruiting, including some just massive unofficial visits last week from the nation's number one player in the 2020 class and the nation's number four player in the 2020 class. Just all kinds of great information from Paul Strela. We're going to get our ACC rankings, power rankings in hour number three, in segment number three of hour one. We're going to get with our good friend Zach Orr with segment two, which he wants to talk about Pittsburgh. No one's talking about Pittsburgh. No one's talking about the ACC championship game. Zach wants to, so we'll do that with him coming up in segment number two. Going to discuss a lot about some of the off-season, postseason awards, ACC Player of the Year, ACC Offensive Player of the Year, ACC Defensive Player of the Year. There's another coach opening in college football. Paul Johnson has retired from Georgia Tech. Jeff Brohm is not going to Louisville. He is staying at Purdue, a major blow to Louisville football. We'll get into the Saints and Cowboys night a little bit. I have a ton of college basketball scores to tell you about. But I want to tell you where we are today and where we're going to be until 3 o'clock today. We are off of Woodruff Road, and want to encourage you to stop by and see us off of an industrial drive here of Woodruff Road, 117. And we're going to be here from now until 3. They're going to open the doors at 7 this morning. But we're at United Rentals. And, you know, I'm going to tell you about their Big Blue equipment sale today. I'm going to tell you about everything going on here today, all their amazing things. They have more than 4,200 classes of equipment to meet all of your needs. Everything from concrete, masonry, lawn and landscape, plumbing, air tools, earth-moving equipment, in which I'll try not to sing the song, I Feel the Earth Move Under My, welder stuff, tools, trucks, trailers, so much more. Quite frankly, I could sum it up by telling you things they don't have here faster than things they do have, because they have everything. I'm looking at grills right now. I'm looking at wheelbarrows right now. I'm looking at just everything that you could ever want, ever need. They've got it right here. 117 Woodruff Industrial Lane, I should say, here in Greenville. We're going to be here all day long. United Rentals are great folks. They have unbelievable prices, great service, rentals and sales. So come on and see these folks in a Big Blue equipment sale all day long today. We'll tell you more about those guys and let you hear from them a little bit later on. College basketball scores from last night. Top 25 action. Fourth-ranked Virginia beat Maryland in the ACC Big Ten Challenge in College Park, 76-71. 24th-ranked Terps, they have their first loss of the year. Sixth-ranked Tennessee down Eastern Kentucky, 95-67. How about Michigan putting it to the Tar Heels last night? 7th-ranked Michigan beat 11th-ranked North Carolina, 84-67. 8th-ranked Auburn over St. Peter's, 99-49. Gus Malzahn was not at that game. 10th-ranked Kentucky over Monmouth, 90-44. For some reason, I watched a little bit of that one last night. 15th-ranked Florida State defeated 19th-ranked Purdue 73-72 in that ACC Big Ten Challenge. And an upset last night in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Syracuse improved to 4-2. They downed Ohio State, 16th-ranked Ohio State, 72-62. Other action involving non-ranked ACC teams, Rutgers beat Miami down in Coral Gables 57-54, and Northwestern over Georgia Tech 67-61. Finally, see if we have any SEC games. I'm not even familiar with the non-ranked SEC, but Ole Miss. Yeah, Ole Miss beat San Diego 93-86. It was Travis Etienne winning the ACC Player of the Year, also the ACC Offensive Player of the Year. Cleveland Farrell won the ACC Defensive Player of the Year yesterday. So with Dabo Swinney winning the Coach of the Year, with Rookie of the Year going to Trevor Lawrence, Tigers in great shape as far as the ACC awards go. Clemson and Pittsburgh, 8 o'clock. One thing we've been doing here as of late is giving you some weather reports, and I don't want you to get too upset. Today's the day to start looking at weather. We gave you some preliminary stuff. We do it with early lines, and this time of year especially, we start looking a little bit at some of the, you know, the weather being somewhat of a factor. I can still have some good news and bad news for you as far as Charlotte is concerned. The good news is it's not going to be cold in Charlotte. High of 60, low of only 57 in Charlotte on Saturday. However, showers early in the day, becoming a steady light rain later in the day. High of near 60, as I told you. Winds at only 5 to 10, about an 80% chance of rain. At night, overcast, rain showers at times, thunder possible. Low of 57, winds at 5 to 10 again, and chance of rain about 70%. So, for the most part, light rain and showers, but I'll be honest with you, I might trade that for a little warmer temperatures than we've seen the last couple of weeks over in Death Valley, specifically the Duke game and specifically up there in Chestnut Hill. So, again, light rain, scattered showers, 57 to 60 degrees. Not bad for December. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, and the guy that is not with us today, might be making an appearance out here later today. I might talk him into coming out here because they have everything that Zach Orr needs in this Christmas season. Zach Orr, yeah, Bo.
Morning, Mickey. How we doing?
I'm great. You know what they have here at United Rentals?
What's that?
Everything.
Is that right?
Everything.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I hope you enjoyed up there today and get the people to come by and swing by United Rentals down there. Was it Woodruff Road, you said?
Woodruff Industrial Lane, yes. You'd love it here, man. This place is nice. They have so much stuff, Zach, that I don't even know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're in a room right now with a bunch of big industrial brushes and shovels and rakes, and there's one thing I'm looking at right now. I got to get these guys to tell me. I have no idea what it is. Like, what is that? You know how you like when you pat down, like, red clay, that little patter downer thing? You know what I'm talking about? You know, you take it, you slam it in the ground, and it smooths things out.
The old patter downer. Yeah, I know what that is.
The patter downer. They've got that. I'm looking right now, Zach. Seriously, man, I could make a complete fool of myself of trying to guess what some of this stuff is.
I need you on some heavy equipment by the end of the day is what I need.
Yeah, I know what post hole diggers are. They got some of those right here.
Nice.
They got everything, man. They have everything. You love it over here. This is great. Great stuff. What's how you doing?
Well, what you know about post hole diggers? You're a city boy. You ever dig
it? Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you about post hole diggers. When I was a kid, my dad, we first lived in a house. We didn't have a basketball goal. So I would shoot in our carport. We didn't have a garage. We were Poe, my friend. So I'd shoot inside this carport at a square, and that was my goal, with masking tape. And I would do chalk for the free throw lines. And we didn't have three-point lines back then, by the way. But you do the center court with the tiger paw and all that kind of stuff. Then we didn't have a backboard, so we would have our goal on a tree. So we just put a rim up with no – we couldn't afford nets either. We didn't have nets. So we put up on a tree. Now, when we moved to our very first house that we built, my dad and I put up a basketball goal in the backyard, and it's my introduction to post hole diggers. He had to get that post hole in, man. He had to dig it all out. He had to pour some cement down in there. Had to make the thing sturdy, man. I'm very experienced with post hole diggers.
You might have a callus or two on your hands. Yeah, Plyler. Good for you.
Yep. Some of this stuff, though, buddy. Have no idea. Sledgehammers? Got all that here. Anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, doing just fine.
Great.
How are you? You tired? I'm sure you're exhausted a little bit earlier getting up this morning.
Nah, about 45 minutes earlier, but that's not bad, man. You know, people always talk about, oh, I'm so tired, we had a long week, whatever. Oh, come on. I told you I had lunch with one of Clemson's finest Tuesday of this week. And I was telling him, like during our show, we take breaks, right? And you and I can talk about politics. We can talk about Red Dead Redemption. We can talk about soccer. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about, right? So we take breaks. And then even like in the highest peakest, like the most intense moments of our show, it's not intense. So what, man? We're going to get up a little early. We got it. Okay, we got it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Compared to what everybody else does in the world out there. So, you know, for everybody that says, oh, we got a long week. Well, you're sitting in a cubicle. That's not a long week. Man, you're playing solitaire over there every 15 minutes, you know? You can make it. Don't complain about it. We like it. I'm glad we're over here today. Going to meet with another one of our sponsors after the show's over. Love meeting with these people. So, anyway. What'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday?
All my soapbox.
Yesterday was a nice day. We had the show in the morning, and we had some stuff to take care of in between times there. And then we had women's basketball last night, an overtime victory for the women's basketball team.
Nice win.
Over Illinois.
Hey, I got to tell you, man, Amanda Butler's got it going on at Clemson right now.
Yeah, a little bit of momentum here. Of course, the bar was set so extremely low, so there's only a good place to go but up, and it's been a lot of fun so far for Amanda Butler.
Yeah, they're winning. They beat Oklahoma, you know, beat Illinois, beat some good teams. So I'm glad to see that. Anything else?
I mean, that's really about it. I froze this morning coming in, 27 degrees. I don't know what's going on down here. I don't know why it's so cold in November. It's miserable, and I'm not here for it.
You know it's cold when a guy from North Jersey says it's cold.
I got that thin Southern blood now, you know?
Yes.
I've been down here long enough where the cold is getting to me a little bit easier than it used to.
Well, we're glad to have you, buddy. We are awfully glad to have you here. I played golf yesterday. As a matter of fact, I did something different yesterday, Zach, than I've done lately. I carried my bag. Oh, I hit it great.
You carried your bag? You have that walker out there in the car, don't you?
I do, but I decided to use my moon bag instead.
I don't know what that is.
Moon bag's a tiny little bag. You just barely fit 14 clubs in. Really light. 10 pounds lighter than my other bag. So I carried yesterday. Walked all 18 holes. That was nice. Nice exercise. Nice day. Looked cool, but that's okay. And then I came home and kept up with all what I missed in the sports world, including Paul Johnson gone. That feels weird, doesn't it?
It's hilarious, but yeah, we'll talk about that.
Like, what's Walt Tuptula going to do now that Paul Johnson's gone? Is he having a wake at his house today?
Yeah, probably. Probably
what happens if Bill Snyder retires the same day? What would Walt do?
Somebody get eyes on Snyder. Make sure he stays for a little bit.
Please.
Goodness gracious.
Have something that Walt can jump on there. You know what, though? Earlier in the year, Larry Williams from TigerIllustrated.com just said, you know what, man, this just feels like the end for Paul Johnson, doesn't it? And now, they did put together a big winning streak towards the end of the season. But it just felt like the end was near for him. The end was nay for him. That you know, he was really just had kind of been burned out. And they were kind of burned out on him. With that said, Tony Elliott, question mark?
It just makes too much sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's funny is yesterday I'm playing golf. I get a text from J-Dub. And J-Dub, our guest tomorrow, Josh Williams, says, PJ retiring. And I know who PJ is, you know? And so the very first thing that came to my mind was, and I texted him right back, Elliot, question mark? So, and then start reading a little bit about it. You're right. And the way that, and someone asked me about it yesterday during the golf round. And the way I explained it to him is the way verbatim, word for word, and even the inflection that you said, just makes too much sense, doesn't it? It just, you know, he's recruited the Atlanta area from a great program. The offense has been amazing. It will get them into a new offensive era, a new offensive scheme. He is a great guy. He's an engineer, engineering degree from Clemson, and he could be a hell of an engineer down there, you know? Makes too much sense.
I mean, I see what you did there. I like that.
Yeah, you see that? I like that, too.
It also, there's a bit of a drawback for me, though. Would he want to take what is essentially going to be in a full rebuild, right? Because the players on that roster are option players on the offensive side of the ball. It's going to be tough. They're trying to turn that around and run the offense he wants to run. Would he be willing to take on something that is going to be a significant amount of trudging and sludging through the muck for the first couple of seasons because you're going to need to flip that roster entirely.
Let me give you two reasons why that's not the issue that it once was. Number one, graduate transfers. You know, in the old days, you'd have to recruit. You go recruit a couple of freshmen, and you'd redshirt them, and the Tobias kid would throw an arm punch for a year, and you'd break the kids in. Nowadays, man, you can get a graduate transfer in who's already played college football, understands the system, and can throw the ball a little bit.
Sure.
Number two, go ahead.
Right.
Number two, it's the perfect built-in excuse that you have, the excuse of, hey, guys, I had to, you know, you got to give me more than 5 years here. It's going to take a long time to get from the high school offense that you've been running and the B-backs and the A-backs and the midline option stuff you've been running to getting you up to the, you know, 21st century. So you got a built-in extra year or two. It's almost like taking a team over from probation. You got a built-in year or two of leniency with the fans and thus the administration. Makes sense?
It makes sense. On the graduate transfer stuff, though, you have a quarterback that comes in, and that's great. You have a guy that can throw. But you also have five guys in front of them that have been recruited specifically because they can run block very well. And right. Maybe pass blocking isn't their strength. So
right.
There is the built-in excuse. I guess that plays into it. It's just you're going to take a bit. Someone's texting you, by the way.
And yeah, they just got it.
It's just something to keep an eye on. If Georgia Tech's listening, Tony Elliott's terrible. Don't take him. He's an awful person. You don't want him. But if he's not, if they're not listening, he's a great guy, and we'd be sorry to see him go.
My good friend Kevin sent the text in this morning. He goes, Kelly Bryant to Georgia Tech if Tony Elliott takes the job.
He's supposed to make that announcement like next week, isn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't have to.
Well, he was already planning on doing. Is he really going to wait the entire time for Tony Elliott, the guy who supported starting someone over him?
Yeah, but is Trevor Lawrence at Georgia Tech right now?
No, but obviously okay. It was enough for him to leave the first time. So,
yeah, but my point is they made the right decision. The better player is playing. Tony Elliott played the better player. Jeff Scott, Brandon Streeter, Dabo Swinney played the better player. But are they going to have anybody better than Kelly Bryant in Atlanta? My answer to that would be no. Makes good sense, man.
Hey, I hope
makes
he does
a heck of a lot of sense.
Hope he does.
Yeah. Tony Elliott, I've said it many times before, is the most intelligent football coach I've ever been around. A guy that, again, was an engineer and was very successful in the private sector with Michelin and would be a tremendous leader no matter where he goes and a different way of thinking. So it's going to be interesting to see. We'll talk about that. Hey, in segment two, we're going to talk about Pittsburgh.
Yeah, let's finally talk about the ACC Championship game we're playing this weekend because apparently that's happening. And we'll dive into that matchup a little bit closer. 8 o'clock on ABC this weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber come in, take care of you. And I mentioned Harbin Lumber. Everything you need, a full-service lumber yard. You're going to build your next home. You're going to maybe renovate your home. You're going to do some great things with your home. Come in and maybe you're subbing it out. Go to Harbin Lumber. They've got a great finance and they're available for you. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, or handyman, harbinlumber.com. They want to service you, man. They want to wow you with their service, wow you with their products, wow you with their prices. They want to knock your socks off when it comes to all this stuff. Harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number. 353-5053. 353-5053. We're at United Rentals off of Woodruff Road, really behind Home Depot. Hey, Zach, let me tell you what they have here. Air compressors, scissor lifts, boom lifts, portable light towers. They've got all that stuff. They've got skid steers.
Patter downers.
Yeah, patter downers. They've got forklifts. They've got generators. They've got heaters. They've got an industrial backhoe. They've got mini excavators and welders. And they got everything, man. Everything in the world you need, they've got it here. We'll tell you much more about that when we return. Also, segment two is Zach Orr right after this. Hi, friends. Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
to Bojangles for our holiday family variety feast. You'll get 8 pieces of chicken, 12 chicken supremes, 8 made-from-scratch biscuits, 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Did you know you can spray Lanex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanex it.
Call us today at Lanex of Anderson.
Impress your guests this holiday season with insanely clean carpets with zero res. They clean with powered water, no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned and sanitized for $129 when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler. Don't let your carpet suffer because of the holidays. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
This is Gary, the mortgage expert with Classic Home Mortgage. Are you about to buy a home? Whether it's your first home or your 10th home, I can help you. Our FHA purchase loan rates are lower than most of those big banks, and we're right here in South Carolina. Let my 23 years of experience help you. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com.
NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's right, sports fans.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, I just found out United Rentals, they're ticket brokers here. Because you don't have to have tickets to the game Saturday night, Zach. They can just get on one of these boom lifts, and they can lift you above the stadium, and you can look down into the stadium.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Well, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable with a boom lift that high.
Well, listen, it's not your usual 50-yard line ticket, but it'll do. It'll get you in there.
I learned something during the break, buddy.
What's that?
That patter downer.
It's a tamp.
It's a tamp. Yep. Yep. And that's a manual tamp where they have tamps that are motorized on there too. That's what you just hang on for dear life.
I prefer your term for it. The patter downer is
patter downer.
It's much more endearing. It's disarming. Really, it's great.
A boom lift lifts you up, right? what does a tamp do? I don't know. It pats it down. So you got to pat her down her through all that stuff. Come by and see us, United Rentals. They're going to be here starting at 7 o'clock. They'll open their doors in 31 minutes. You're going to absolutely love seeing us. We're right behind, off of Woodruff Road, right behind the Home Depot. You know where that is. And 117 Woodruff Industrial Way. Come by here. We're going to be here all day long till 3 o'clock today. You don't want to miss that. Mr. Orr 24, what do you have for segment two for me?
The Pittsburgh Panthers come south of the Mason-Dixon line to visit Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City, if you will. They take on the number two ranked Clemson Tigers this weekend, 8 o'clock on ABC, December the 1st. Can't believe December is almost upon us here. We're already at the 29th of November. Can't wait. Christmas time coming up. I know you watched the Rockefeller tree lighting last night after I told you in the morning. You probably locked and loaded into that, so I appreciate you doing that, Plyler.
It was on. I didn't watch it.
I can't believe
I did see
it.
The president and first lady light the official tree there in D.C.
Don't care about that. I was more concerned about the Rockefeller Tree Center than one that's been happening for forever and ever and ever.
96 years at the White House.
Yeah, good for them. 27.5 point spread this weekend. 53.5 is the over-under. The Pitt Panthers coming off of a beating at Miami, 24-3, where they really laid an egg at the end of the season there. They were ranked going into that game. Would have been nice to have a ranked matchup coming into this one. But alas, it was not meant to be. Pittsburgh is led offensively by Pickett, Olesen, and Mack. Pickett is 165 and 265 in the year for 1,800 yards, 12 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. Their leading rusher, Olesen, has 1,134 yards on the ground and 10 touchdowns as well. Nice little runner. And this Mack kid, 489 yards and a touchdown in the air, is their leading receiver at the moment. That can't be too good and bode too well for the Pittsburgh passing game. Parler, this is a 4-touchdown spread right now. Of course, last week was almost a 4-touchdown spread. What do we expect to see from the Pitt Panthers? Is this going to be a team that was playing at Miami last week and was just terrible and awful, or is this going to be a team that took Notre Dame to the wire and play one of the better teams in the country and almost pulled an upset there?
I think somewhere in between, I feel like it's going to be somewhere in between. You're going to get Pittsburgh. It's not Matt Canada shifts, orbit motions, jet sweep. It's not that to that extent.
Do we see a shovel pass this weekend?
Yes. Anything... The shovel pass is not a major part of their offense that I know of or that I've seen in what limited action I've seen them in, but the shovel pass is a great pressure release play. And we saw South Carolina do pressure release last week with rollouts, with quick passing game, and with three-step drops and getting rid of the ball a little bit. And that's what Pickett and that's what the Pittsburgh people will do, you know, this week. So shovel pass could be a part of that. Screen game, big part of that. You know, they've got to get a little bit out of their passing game. They're not in the top 100 in the country in passing offense. So it's not who they are. It's not what they do. It's a power running game with two big 225-pound backs. So you will see that. But off of that, you'll see a play-action game. And Clemson can't give it the big play there like they did last week. But they won't be tested in the passing game the way South Carolina tested or the way even Duke tested Clemson in the passing game. So a little bit of both. I'll tell you this, though. As far as the close game aspect of it, emotions are something that we don't talk enough about. We hadn't talked enough about Clemson this year. Everybody's up to play Clemson, and the Tigers have blown almost everybody out. Only two games this year by 20 points, or less than 20 points. But in this game, I mean, for a championship game late in the season, I can see Pittsburgh being very, very emotional and playing very, very hard. Unfortunately for Pittsburgh, they won't have the players to maintain that. But I can see a closer halftime score. Defensively, they're not great. And you'll see a pretty aggressive now. Narduzzi's an aggressive guy, a play caller. So maybe some big plays coming from Clemson's offense. I think Clemson's offense right now is playing as well as any offense in the country. And I think you'll see that continue this weekend. But Pittsburgh will get a little bit of theirs, too. And I can see Pittsburgh giving the Tigers a game for at least maybe halfway through the second period, maybe.
No, absolutely. I agree with that 100% here. It's going to be interesting to see if Pittsburgh is going to have the kitchen sink to throw at Clemson. Do they have the receivers? Do they have the skill position players to be able to do that? We saw a Clemson defense that was kind of exposed last week. I don't know necessarily that Pickett is the guy to do that again this weekend. I don't know that they have the players on the perimeter that are going to be able to expose the middle of the field like it was last weekend. If you're a Clemson fan, I would expect to probably see a better defensive performance this weekend, not only because it's Pittsburgh, but because of the embarrassing nature of last week. Brent Venables doesn't usually sit too well with that kind of stuff, and you probably see a bit of a bounce back, no?
Yeah, again, they won't be tested. Well, they'll be tested scheme-wise. Formation-wise, they'll be tested again. And I'd imagine Pittsburgh's going to have a few things up their sleeve. So they will be tested motion-wise, formation-wise, and some false key, wise. They'll be tested that way. Yeah, I think you can see that. But I think Pittsburgh was a little bit different. They haven't gone fast all year. You know, this time last year, Zach, we were discussing, does South Carolina go fast or slow? They've been going fast all year, and fast works against Clemson. But when you're playing as a 20-something point underdog, you want to shorten the game. So why not have, take the air out of the ball a little bit and have as few plays as possible? I would look for Pittsburgh to take the air out of the ball a little bit and try to do that as little as possible. Fewest plays as possible. So I think you wouldn't see fast. I think you see extremely slow trying to grind out. Against Pittsburgh, first down is going to be very, very, very important. And you can't let second and six and second and five and second and four. Tiger defense will be in trouble if Pittsburgh lines it up and gets that on them. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Clemson will dominate on first down, shut the run down. Brent Venables is always going to shut the run down. Shut the run down and make Pickett beat you and get him in third and long and get some exotic blitzes and really force your tempo back on them a little bit, force the issue back on them a little bit. Make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And then quickly, you're going to the game this weekend, correct?
Good Lord willing, creek don't rise.
Absolutely. A bunch of people have said to me that they're going up to the game this weekend for the first time, and it's the first ACC championship game they're going to. They're excited about it because they're assuming there's going to be some playoff games, and they can't quite get to those either financially or time-wise, whatever it is. So this is the one they're going to. You, as a seasoned veteran, a widely old vet, what can you expect up there in Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium? Is there any tricks of the trade, or is this just a simple in and out, and you won't have too much of a problem?
Well, the weather's going to dampen things a little bit. You won't see tailgating. You will see tailgating. Don't get me wrong. There's a bunch of lots, a bunch of commercial lots, a bunch of industrial lots, a bunch of lots around the stadium.
Sure.
Off of the road, Mint Street, a bunch of Moorhead Street. You'll see a bunch of easy parking lots, $20, $25 or something like that. Closer, obviously, the more you'll pay. Farther off, the less you'll pay. So you'll see that. I don't think you'll see a ton of Pittsburgh fans. What are we talking about here capacity-wise? 75,000, 70,000, something like that?
I think it's
75,000.
Yeah.
75. I think you'll see about 65,000 in the building. With Pittsburgh here, they're not going to sell all the beers. Won't do that. So I think you're about 65,000. I think you're going to see about 45,000 to 50,000 Clemson fans this weekend. And for their fourth consecutive ACC championship, I think you'll see about 10,000 Pittsburgh fans maybe. And so it'll be about 5-1 there as far as that goes. Now, I will tell you, Miami brought a big crowd last year. Virginia Tech always brings a big crowd. I was shocked that Miami brought a big crowd. Virginia Tech always brings a big crowd. But it will be mostly orange there. There are there's several restaurants, several of their bar type things around there, places to watch games and eat and get bar food, and the nachos and the buffalo wings and all that kind of stuff. You'll see all that around the stadium a little bit, especially walking within a mile of the stadium. You'll see a lot of those. It's a easy in, easy out. 77 and 277 and 85 are all right there. It's easy in and out, and from Greenville, you're talking about an hour and a half, maybe Spartanburg, hour and 15 minutes, something like that, hour and 20 minutes, something like that. Not bad at all. So easy up, easy back. Matter of fact, we're going up and back. We always just go up and back. You don't have to have hotels to get up that way. What feels weird is like we don't leave till around noon and get up there in plenty of time, 2 o'clock. It's still 6 hours for a game. It just feels weird leaving that late for a game that way. But it's a good time. It's a nice stadium. I will give one huge piece of advice, Mr. 24. Are you listening? You're writing this down? Are you recording this?
I have a recording. I'm going to take you some notes here as well. What do you got?
Get to the stadium itself very early.
Why is that?
In years past, friends of mine who made their way up 15 minutes before the kickoff, missed the entire first quarter. The security, now I can't promise you it's going to be this way, but the security is an absolute disaster. Getting into the stadium with metal detectors, and I'm glad we have them, and the perimeter, I'm glad we have all this stuff, but getting in there, the lines are absolutely atrocious. So can I have a minute to talk about this? I don't know why we think that it's okay to have huge, like thousands of people outside a gate waiting to go through, when if somebody wants to do something out, you know, to take out a bunch of people, man, you can just do it right there in the line. They got all these people bunched up outside because it takes so long to get through the security. But the I don't know if that's just the Panthers deal, because I don't go to Panthers games. I don't know if it's just the ACC deal, if they're not equipped to do it.
Yeah.
But in at least two or three of these last three or four times you've been up to Charlotte for these games, security getting into the stadium, it's a 30-minute, 45-minute. It's just an awful, awful ordeal, especially around kickoff. So one piece of advice, get there early, man. Go at 7 o'clock, make your way in the stadium.
Here at Clemson, we are privileged to have relatively easy entry and exit at the Memorial Stadium.
Right.
Around the country, that's not necessarily the case. There's a lot more stringent checks and security measures, and for whatever reason that may be. And you talk about, well, it could happen outside the stadium, and that's they're aware of that. It's more risk management. You want them accessible to one gate of people, or do you want them accessible to 75,000 people? And it's just, as crazy as that is to say, it is what it is at that point. That's why they're doing that.
I've been to the national championship game.
Yep.
Twice. I've been to Sugar Bowls, two different Sugar Bowls. I've been to Orange Bowls.
Yep.
Been to Arizona Fiesta Bowls. I've been to all these places, all this stuff. And, you know, nothing makes you feel better around whether they're out in Phoenix, it's around the perimeter to get in, the checks around there, and once you get in, you go through more checks, but it's not bad. Like, you can get in, and these are very high secure, assault rifle, sled, and federal people outside. I get it. It is not a necessity that it has to be that hard. For some reason, Bank of America Stadium, the ACC, Charlotte, whatever it is, screws it up. And it doesn't have to. Other people, I've been to NFL games. I've been to Falcons games. And, you know, getting in the stadium doesn't take 45 minutes. And it shouldn't take 45 minutes. Never been to Super Bowl yet, but it shouldn't take 45 minutes. It didn't in Glendale, Arizona for national championship. It didn't in Tampa for national championships. It didn't for Orange Bowls and Sugar Bowls and Fiesta Bowls.
So here's your warning
for
now.
The AC championship.
Get in early. You don't need that extra beer or chicken wing out at the tailgate. You'll be fine. They got food inside. They got beer inside. You'll be all right. Just go in there, get in early, get in line, get your seats, and just settle in for a nice little game.
Two more words for you, Zach, or Mr. 24 Jack Lake Tonto.
That was a lot of words, but go ahead.
Gore-Tex.
Dude, come on.
Simple as that. Gore-Tex.
You got the full suit ready to go?
T-X. Oh, yeah. I got two of them. One for me and one for my beautiful bride with child.
Jeez.
Need three of them, actually, through all that. Gore-Tex.
We got to take a break.
Remember that. We'll take a short break. We will come back. Hey, Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Get in touch with them. Let them take care of you at the Patterson Tax Service. Small businesses, handle your business. Do your tax consulting now. Do your tax planning now. Let them make your tax return. Make sure with their tax return that you can maximize it legally and get the most out of your tax return. How do you do that? You go with the Patterson's Tax Service. You do some tax planning now. I told you, one of my biggest things now I have to do every year is my SEP IRA and contributing to it. How do I know how much to do? And that's where my financial planner, and that's where Russell Patterson get together, and they go, all right, here's what you got to do. You know, contribute this to it. Simple as pie, easy as can be. They've been doing this for a long time. More tax code changes than any year since 1986. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. They would love to take care of you. 859-8289. I passed right by Patterson Tax Service this morning on the way over. They're getting ready. They can service you anywhere. When we come back, we're going to have our ACC power rankings, the final ACC power. Well, we might do one next week. Let's do one next week. See how that works out for us. We'll take a short break, come back for more. We're at United Rentals off of Woodruff Road in Greenville. I'll tell you more about what they do and how they do it when we come back from after this.
It's tailgate season at Black Smokehouse in Seneca. It's here to hook you up with the best smoked meats, sides, desserts, and beverages. Smoked in-house daily. Ribs, barbecue, wings, chicken, and brisket. Take the stress out of game day food prep and call Black Smokehouse. They sell out quick, so call your order in ahead of time. Call 784-4599 to reserve your tailgate package in advance. Again, that's 784-4599 and online at blacksmokehouse.com. Go Tigers!
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Join WCCP live on location at the world's largest supplier of construction equipment, United Rentals annual Big Blue Equipment Sale, Greenville, South Carolina, November 29th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be something for everyone, from do-it-yourselfers to commercial and industrial contractors. View expertly maintained and ready-to-work equipment at unitedrentals.com/sale. United Rentals, November 29th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., 117 Woodruff Industrial Lane, Greenville, South Carolina.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham and Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham and Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
Are you able to navigate today's financial markets to secure your retirement future? The advisors at Kiwi Financial Group understand that you may reach a point in your life when you need answers to countless questions about retirement planning. The Kiwi Financial Group listens to your questions to understand your needs. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com or visit our office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what she said.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Bye.
we are back. Oh, how about that? I was messing with our speaker here. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Engineer Sleep wants to build your bed for you, your mattress for you. We are on this roll right now, and I don't know why, but it is a daily event now that I'm hearing from a friend, a family member, one of Mayor's friends, one of our business associates, somehow, some way. But I've given Jay and Davis's cell phone numbers and their office numbers, and I just keep giving it day after day after day. Had someone else contact me yesterday, say, hey, man, it's that time of year. We need mattresses. Zach, you know how old your mattress is? You probably don't know this, do you?
No idea.
Okay. I didn't either. Somebody told me yesterday that they've had a mattress for 17 years. You're not supposed to have a mattress 17 years. Get in touch with Engineer Sleep. Let them take care of it for you. The bottom line is this. A custom-made, custom-designed mattress just for you, exactly how you want it. If it's not right, they're going to come to your home. They're going to make it right. You're not going to leave there where you're not satisfied with everything that they have. So the mattress will be made and made right. Meredith has a little sciatic issues here in the last couple of days with her pregnancy. So we've just got her elevated, got the zero-gravity stuff going on, got the heating pad underneath her and all that kind of stuff. And it's working, and it's working great thanks to Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. Go by and see our great friends there. Hey, buddy, ready to do a little ACC Power Rankings?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it, buddy.
It's time for the ACC Power Rankings.
I'll go ahead and start it out now. I don't know who their new head coach is going to be. We're going to talk about that in our second hour, just how insulting it is, not only that Louisville doesn't have a head coach, that they couldn't get an alum to come back to be their head coach, who's going to stay at Purdue instead. Besides that, they go 0-8 in the league. They go 2-10 overall, and Louisville's the 14th best team in the ACC.
It's Louisville, and it's not really even close, right? You can't even argue it. You know, think about the good news, bad news here. Good news is the season's over for them. They can move on, hopefully. Bad news is they can't get an alum to come back and coach their football team there. Didn't work out. I guess it was term that was the problem there for Jeff Brom. But
I don't know. Zach, how about this, man? Like, it's not like he's staying at Ohio State.
No, he's staying at Purdue.
He's staying at Purdue. That's got to hurt, man. It's got to hurt. Hey, speaking of coachless right now, they're not coachless anymore. Mack Brown is back. North Carolina, 1-7. I think we're going to hit this thing today. I don't know, man.
Today's the day.
No, I don't have any faith in this. I don't have any faith in my rankings. I don't know about yours.
Today is the day.
No. I don't have any faith in my rankings. North Carolina, number 13. We agree upon that.
We agree upon that, absolutely. Number 12, what do you got?
I got Wake Forest. They're terrible, Zach. They're 3-5 in the league. They're 6-6 overall.
3-3. Here we go.
Here we go. We got this. No, we don't have this. I know how on this next team, just how you love them.
How much I love them.
I can't love them. I watched them get beat 41-14 by the arch rival Florida State, number 11. Who can you have above Florida State? They're terrible. Florida State's 5-7, 3-5 in the league. They just got punked this past weekend. They're terrible, Zach.
I had Florida State one spot higher. One measly... measly spot higher.
Virginia or Virginia Tech?
Virginia Tech. I have Virginia Tech here. Virginia Tech's a terrible football team. Second year of Justin Fuente has been an absolute and unmitigated disaster. They did get the win last weekend against a Virginia team that came down to the wire. They're going to play, Marshall this weekend to try to get bowl eligible. Virginia Tech at number 11.
See, Dream I State. Went Virginia Tech one higher than Virginia. I got Virginia 10 because Virginia Tech beat Virginia this past weekend for the umpteenth time in a row. But I have Virginia 10 and Virginia Tech at 9. I have Florida State at 10.
I do have Florida State at 10, and I'm ashamed that I have them there, and I don't even want to talk about it.
Did you watch the Florida State game?
Yeah, I watched the Florida State game. It was bad.
Let me tell you something. Willie Taggart better make changes.
Oh, boy. That sounds like a threat.
No, the current staff he has, they can't get it done. He better make changes. He better get more organized. He better get more disciplined. It's not players. Trust me. Now, it is players in the offensive line. It's not players. Trust me. He better make staff changes. I have Virginia Tech number 9.
You have Virginia Tech at number 9?
They're terrible. They're
awful.
Terrible.
Just awful. I have Virginia at number 9. I only put them ahead of Virginia Tech, even after the loss, because of the more overall wins there. They had a better season in my eyes. They were ranked so at one point. They had it all in front of them. I don't know. The Coastal's just a terrible, terrible division.
It's a terrible division, terrible games here. I had a hard time with my next two of Duke and Miami. I went Duke 7 and Miami. I mean, no, Duke 8 and Miami 7.
Oh, man. We would have had this. This is my fault. It was your fault last week. This is my fault this week. I had the same thing. God, I'm the worst.
You're not the worst, buddy. You're not the worst. But it's hard ranking bad football teams. It's like ranking bad movies.
Yeah.
You know? Or ranking bad singers. Like, we get it. You can't sing, okay? We get it. You can't play football. Duke at 8 and Miami at 7. I feel pretty good from here on out.
Yeah.
We're going to totally disagree upon this. I had Pittsburgh higher last week. You did as well. Miami pounded Pittsburgh last week, 24-3. Pittsburgh had 200 yards of offense. Pittsburgh's not very good, man. Pittsburgh at number 6.
Is Pittsburgh still the Coastal Division winner?
They are, but they're not the best team in the Coastal Division.
Good. They're still higher than 6 then. I have Georgia Tech at 6. How's that grab you? When Paul Johnson retires to get away from that dumpster fire of a program you have down there in Atlanta,
I agree.
It's bad. It can't be good. Georgia Tech, they got bowl eligible again. Congratulations. But if the days of watching a high school offense are over, then count me in. Sign me up. I can't wait.
You know, more B-backs and Z-backs and A-backs and
no more
wackadoo, as Scott Reimer would say. Okay, I've got Georgia Tech 5. Hey, at least, here's my thought there. At least Georgia Tech lost to a good team last week. Pittsburgh got blown up by a bad Miami team. At least Georgia Tech got beat by a good Georgia team. I've got Georgia Tech number 5.
I have Pittsburgh so much higher than this. Boston College is my number 5 team. Just guys being dudes. Things really fell apart for them at the end of the season. It stinks. A.J. Dillon's a little banged up. They have the quarterback with the ruptured spleen or whatever it was that happened in the Clemson game, courtesy of Christian Wilkins. Boston College, number 5.
I've got Boston College, number 4. You know my wife, who knows nothing about sports but pays attention? At one point in time last week, during some game we're watching somewhere, my wife looks at me and she said, just guys being dudes. Boston College, I've got them at number 4.
I think she knows more than she lets on,
she does.
Just for the record.
Yeah, she does. No doubt about that.
NC State is number 4 for me. NC State, 8-3, which is great, right? NC State. But not really. When Dave Doran is there and you have such a high standard of excellence up there in NC State and Raleigh, you got to just expect more from the old Doran, man. The guy that's down the extension is going to take you to the promised land, NC State 4.
But now you get Pittsburgh much higher than I had them in. I've got NC State number 3. Tell me you got Pittsburgh number 3.
I have Pittsburgh at number 3. I couldn't put them ahead of a ranked Syracuse team.
I got NC State at 3, and mainly because not only did they win the game, but they won the fight afterwards. You see this?
They did win the fight afterwards.
Is there anything worse than two bad football teams getting into a fight? It's like, wait a minute, man. You didn't fight the whole year.
Yeah.
You didn't fight for a good season the whole year. And now that the season's over, we're in the last play, now you're going to fight.
There's nothing worse than football fights, right? Because you're just punching face masks. Like, what are you doing? You're going to break your hand.
Rip a helmet off and kick somebody in the head.
Kick somebody in the head.
Syracuse number 2.
Syracuse.
Yeah, and you know what? Syracuse is a good football team. Syracuse has good lines of scrimmage and the second best coach in the ACC.
I wouldn't have been surprised if he would have won ACC Coach of the Year, by the way.
He did a good job, but Dabo made the one big decision to start Trevor Lawrence, and that's why he ended up winning that. And then, hey, Zach, who do you have for number 1?
I have Clemson again. Wire-to-wire number 1s here in the ACC regular season.
Very good. In our next hour from United Rentals here in Greenville off of Woodruff Road, we're going to talk about Pittsburgh's season. It was a roller coaster up and down seesaw season for the Pittsburgh Panthers. We'll tell you about that. Also, I have thoughts about the Louisville job, thoughts about the Georgia Tech job. And we're going to get with Steve Anderson, the district sales manager for South Carolina and Georgia for United Rentals. We'll tell you about him and what they've got here right after a short break. Hey, ZeroRes, ZeroResGreenville.com. They would love for you to stop by and see them. It's ZeroRaz, ZeroRes, spelled the same backwards as it is forwards. We're talking about $129 special right now. What a great deal that is. 3 rooms, $129. Mention my name, get a free hallway. You can't beat it. It is our friends at ZeroRes and ZeroResGreenville.com. No harsh soap. No harsh detergents, no harsh chemicals. It's ZeroResGreenville.com. All right. All right, 55, by the way, 558-7300. We have a ton of things to do in the next hour. Come by and see us. They're going to open their doors in 20 seconds. So come by. They've got some specials. We'll tell you what those specials are when you come back for hour number two of the Mickey Plata Show.